all drift. Even when the course is correct and the path is clear, we drift. In these times, it is important to remember that we have an anchor, something that will stick our feet in the ground and hold steady. When the wind comes, we might shake. When the storm comes, we might question. But our anchor will hold. We will be grounded.
Welcome to Van Dyke Church, and welcome all of you watching online right now. Everybody in the house, give some love to everybody online. Just really glad that you're with us. And we are so pumped because next weekend we will be starting the new six-week series called Grounded in Creed. And it's going to be a study of the ancient historic proclamation of faith known as the Apostles' Creed. And we're going to understand the implications of what it means to be a Christ follower in the 21st century with the Apostles' Creed at the heart of our faith. And this is going to be a six-week sermon-based small group series. And we are really on the next level about this one because this is going to be entirely different if you've ever done one of these sermon-based small group series before. The book that's been created for this is completely different, done different. Small group interaction is going to be really different. The Monday through Friday type readings and digging deep are going to be completely different, whole new level. Also, the DVD teaching section of the small group gatherings is completely different. We filmed it differently. We went on location in Georgia. I did it with three of my pastor friends. We had a live studio audience this time. It was a six-camera production. It was an amazing thing. I can't wait for you guys to be a part of this in your small groups, okay? Now, I'm going to be sharing about some details on that a little later. But to begin with, I want to share with you a micro message. Yeah, this is a different sermon than you've ever heard from me before, and it'll be the shortest sermon you've ever heard from me. Don't say amen. I see you. Be quiet. Bye, Peter. All right. So this is the shortest sermon you'll ever get from me, all right? Because this is just helping us all, again, kind of understand why this is such a big deal, that not only we understand the Apostles' Creed, but that we do it in a group together. Now, in order to help you understand why this is such a big deal, I need you to do something. I need you to do the math. Let me just ask, how many of you hated math in school? All right. I love you guys. How many of you loved math? Okay, you're just weird nerds, okay? So all of us, though, we've got to do the math. But here's the math. Say, now, Pastor Matthew, that must be that new math I've been hearing about. Okay, this is spiritual math. This is spiritual geometry. Okay, what this actually means is lines plus circles equals life. Say it with me. Lines plus circles equals life. Understand, that means that the lines of the sanctuary, in addition to the circles of small group community, produce life, authentic community relationship building life. We were never meant to simply be in the lines of corporate gathered worship, nor were we solely meant to be in the small groups of relationship and community building. Okay? Since day one of the church's existence, this has been a together deal. It's been an addition deal. It's been this kind of multiplication of lines plus circles equals life. Now, let me help you understand this from the very beginning of time up through now, and I'll do that in 3 minutes. Watch. Because at the very beginning, God was the first small group. Yeah. I mean, think about that. The Trinity. This ancient symbol of this ancient mystery of the Trinity indicates God's heart and nature and character for relationship and community. God is Father, God is Son, God is Holy Spirit. I've preached whole sermon series on that before. We'll do it again because it is the great foundational understanding of our faith, the Trinity of God. So in the very nature of God is relationship. In the very character of God is community. God was and is the first small group. And when the Father sent the Son to earth in Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God in flesh and blood and bone and tissue among us, Jesus, the Son, modeled small group spiritual formation. Okay? Because again, he taught in the corporate public gatherings just like this, but in Mark chapter 1, verse 16, we see there and at other places that, and check it out, one day as Jesus was walking along the shore of the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew throwing a net into the water, for they were fishing for a living. Now Jesus called out to them, "Hey, come follow me. I'll show you how to fish for people." And they left their nets at once and they followed him. Now a little farther up the shore, Jesus saw Zebedee's sons, James and John, in a boat repairing their nets. He called them at once, and they also followed him, leaving their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men. And we know, if you've been a student at all of the scripture, that those are part of the call stories of the original followers of Jesus Christ, specifically the 12 apostles who did life with Jesus for the 3 years of his public ministry. So Jesus modeled small group ministry. Think about this. The very first huge act of his ministry was not, you know, preaching the Sermon on the Mount. It wasn't really, you know, doing a lot of healing. It wasn't exercising a lot of demons. His first great act of ministry to change the world was what? Get in a small group. That's what he did. And when Jesus was arrested, tried, crucified, resurrected, and ascended to heaven, he says, "I'm leaving with the power of my Holy Spirit now to help you implement this." And the Holy Spirit began implementing it through those apostles, specifically the apostle Paul, who planted all of the early churches around the Mediterranean basin. And as Paul was planting the early church, he used the spiritual math of lines plus circles to equal life. Check it out. In Acts chapter 20, verse 20, he gave a 20-20 vision for how to do church. See what I just did there? Okay, check it out. He said, "I never shrank back from telling you what you needed to hear, either publicly or in your homes." Because he would teach in public gatherings like this throughout his 3 missionary journeys. But then when he would plant the church, he would go from house to house to house to their home groups. And he would teach in their home groups, the very basic essentials of God. So a 20-20 vision of the church is just like the very beginning with God the Father, and then God the Son revealed it, and through God the Holy Spirit, he has demonstrated that not only in the first century when the church was getting planted, but now today, and in every great movement of Christian history, it's always involved a movement of relational, authentic community building in groups. In fact, one of the most clear demonstrations of that was in the 1700s, and one of the greatest revivals that the world has ever seen changed the course of human history, the Methodist movement and the Methodist revival led by John Wesley. All right, and the brilliant genius of John Wesley was not in his preaching, but it was in his organizational understanding. Because he took the hundreds of thousands of people who were affected by the movement and got them all in groups. And that was the power not only to change the trajectory of the history of England, but the whole westward expansion of the United States. And John Wesley said, "There is no holiness apart from social holiness." In other words, real, authentic, chasing after, running after God, experiencing the best of life, being set apart for God, that's what holiness really means. You don't do that as a lone ranger. There's no holiness apart from social. And what he meant by social holiness was in relationship, in community with other Christ followers and those seeking after Christ. Amen? So therefore, we understand Christianity is a team sport. Say that with me. Christianity is a team sport. In fact, if you've ever read the New Testament at all, you know this is a phrase that keeps on repeating again and again and again and again throughout the New Testament. And it's the phrase, one another. Everybody say one another. Dozens of times. And it talks about, you know, what this is all about. In fact, I've just chosen a few here, and I want you to say them with me as they come up. Love one another. Serve one another. Weep with one another. Laugh with one another. Encourage one another. Help one another. Forgive one another. And they just keep on going on and on and on. Because we have a one another faith. All right? Not just in the lines where there's a talking head, but one another in the circles of life where we're doing this life together in the faith. That's why we hear in Hebrews chapter 10, let us think of ways to motivate one another to acts of love and good works. And let us not neglect the what? The habit of meeting together, as some people do, but encourage one another. So in the very nature and character of God himself that we'll be understanding in greater detail through looking at the Apostles' Creed over the next 6 weeks, in the very nature of God, there is community. There is a small group, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. When God the Father showed himself through God the Son, Jesus modeled small group. And then when the Holy Spirit was given to us in full permanent indwelling, the Holy Spirit gave Paul and the early church the understanding of this to gather in lines and in circles in their homes as well. And I want to give you the opportunity to connect right now, today, in this moment. And you can learn online as well how to connect online, and we'll give you information about that too. Because I'm going to cut this message short. And you're going to spend the next few moments out in the lobby area, and you're going to understand how to get connected around here. And I'm going to challenge you and encourage you and invite you, if you've never done this before, okay, for the next 6 weeks, get in a small group, okay? You can try anything for 6 weeks. Give it a test drive, okay? Even if you end up in a group of weirdos, you can do anything for 6 weeks, okay? Just give it a test drive, all right? Now, here's the deal with this. You're going to check it all out. There'll be people that ask questions out there. You can, you know, look at all the different groups and all the different people and such like that. But if you can't, for some reason, find a group, that's okay. Maybe God is telling you to host a group. Go beyond participating. Start hosting. Open up your home, your office, your dorm room. In fact, there's kids from Gaither. There's kids from Steinbrenner as well, who've already talked about the small groups they're doing. There's two groups that are going to be at the lunch tables of Steinbrenner High School that they came and said, we're going to start that, okay? I mean, it's pretty cool. So you can do this anywhere, office, home, wherever you want to do it. You know, I'm in a Tuesday night group at our home, but my wife is doing this in her office as well where she works. So she needs it. She needs double duty on this. Anyway, so you can't find a group, maybe God's sending you a host, go into the chapel, what we call in Small Group Central, and ask questions about how you can host a group and just bring some family and friends around you to do that, all right? Now, if you already have a family and friends group, okay, and you're all set to go, all right, then go to the Small Group Center in the chapel as well. Maybe you're in an existing kind of long-term group, you're just kind of ready, all right, ready for the next study, great. You go into Small Group Central in the chapel as well, and you'll get info and you'll get hooked up because everybody, you know, who's going to be in a group needs to leave with one of these books today, all right? Now, also, if you want to help expand digitally the reach of this particular series, you can go in the entryway and they have these cards. It explains our digital outreach. They say, I'm going digital. And you'll find out how all this is on PDF, how all of the teaching segments are online as well, and how you can tap into that digitally with a group in the process, okay? So everybody's going to get out, see about getting into a group or how to host your own group, or if you're an existing group, picking up the materials if you're that group leader, okay? Any other questions at all, go to Small Group Central in the chapel and ask those questions, all right? Like how many puppies in the average litter? Ask them any question you want, and they will answer those questions. Now, we're giving you a few minutes early to do this. Don't go pick up the kids with these extra few minutes. They won't release them. Spend these moments in the lobby or in the chapel until, you know, the 12:15 time or beyond. All right? So let's stand together. All right, let's stand together. Please join me in a word of prayer. God, we thank you so much for the amazing things that you are doing and that you're about to do in our hearts. And we pray that your fingerprints will be all over the Grounded in Creed series and all of us being together during the week beyond these sermons, digging deeper and building relationships together. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray, and all of God's people said, amen. Give God the praise. Amen.